Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I had LASIK done. That was interesting. That's an interesting procedure. You know, I thought it was like an operation, but apparently they just call it a procedure because they don't want to scare you. You go in, you realize it's a bigger deal, right? They go into the office the day of the procedure, and he takes out my contacts. Now I can't see. He dilates my eyes. Now I really can't see. And he gives me enough Vicodin to knock out a rhino. Now I don't care that I can't see.
May 20th, 2025. Running a little bit late this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
The wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, Scout.
Scout is here.
Where are you?
Right behind you.
Ah! What are you doing up there? Up there.
Oh.
Oh, God, we are dumb.
Yeah, we are.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We are talking to Jill this morning. Good morning, Jill.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So you went on a date with a guy named Howard, and let's talk about, first of all, how did you meet Howard?
So we met on Hinge, and it seemed like we had a lot in common. You know, we had a lot of similar interests. We had a lot of the same types of future plans. And that was really cool to me.
Tell us a little bit about the date.
We went out to dinner. He actually told me to choose my favorite restaurant. So I did.
Oh, that was nice.
It was really nice. And we met there and we stayed for a few hours. We got a few drinks and we had dinner and I thought it went really well.
Was there anything about this date that you can think of that maybe that's why Howard is not in communication with you at all at this point?
I mean, no, we had a really good connection, at least I thought, during the whole date. And then at the end, when we were kind of talking about maybe doing something again, he said, I don't think we're the match that I originally thought we were. And I was like, okay, well, can you elaborate? Can you tell me why? And he never really gave me a reason. And we haven't talked since then.
Okay. Well, he's about to talk to you again because we have him on hold. we're going to put you on hold so you can hear our conversation with him. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it. Then we're going to conference you together. Maybe we can get you a second date. Maybe we can't. We don't promise anything, but we're going to try. Okay?
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Jill's now on hold. Let's talk to Howard. Morning, Howard.
Good morning.
We just got done talking to Jill, somebody you went on a first date with, and then for whatever reason, she doesn't know, and we certainly don't either, you are totally not interested in a second date, or at least that is the impression. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay. Tell us why, because Jill really wants to know.
Well, did Jill tell you all that we live 2 hours away from each other?
She did not
tell
us that.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, she didn't tell me either.
What?
Didn't say that in her profile. And so we had a very nice date, honestly. We went to her favorite restaurant, which now thinking about it is weird that she even had a favorite restaurant 2 hours away from her own home in Tahoe. None of it makes sense. I don't know why she didn't tell me in the first place that she lives so far away.
She lives in Tahoe.
Okay, let's get her back on, because I feel like there is a simpler explanation that we aren't considering, and I want to ask her.
Yeah, we better wrap this up with Jill. It's a long distance phone call, apparently. Jill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Jill, I have a question. Are you actually from Sacramento and have a residence here, but you are in Tahoe because you're a travel nurse or something right now?
No.
Your primary residence is in Tahoe.
Yeah.
Why are you looking to date people in Sacramento?
Well, I don't think that is a problem. She can look to date people wherever she wants, but why wouldn't you tell somebody that?
I'm out here just looking for the right person. And also, I don't think it matters if it's like this early in a relationship, if you can even call it that. You know, we're just trying to figure out if we have a spark.
It does matter, though. I'm not looking for a long distance relationship.
Well, it's not a long distance relationship. It's only 2 hours driving.
That's a distance. That is not a short distance. That's not a medium distance. That's a long distance.
No, I think that a long distance relationship involves like getting on a plane. Like 2 hours is nothing. 2 hours is like sitting in traffic.
Jill, do you go into the office or do you work from home?
I work from home.
This could work. It's crazy, Howard. You said you don't want a long distance relationship. Maybe at first it would be, but if you guys really like each other, and she spent the night or spent a couple nights.
Okay, but how do you get to know each other well enough till you get to that point without spending hours and hours in the car? You don't jump to spending a couple nights with the person.
Well, wait. There's also the phone. There's FaceTime. You know, I could spend a weekend there. Like, I just don't think that this is that big of a deal. And again, it's only 2 hours.
Yeah, I like her, but not enough to jump through all those hoops and do all of that just to get her to spend the night at my house.
Wow. Okay. Well,
okay.
I guess that answers that for me.
And we could have avoided all of this if we just were honest about where we live in the first place.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I felt like we were all having fun until the very end here.
It did get really awkward.
But we're gonna shimmy our way out of this conversation. Sorry, Jill. We tried. But maybe,
no,
you know.
That's okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good. Second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We're going to talk about Sesame Street here, and it's major news. Kevin actually was the one who broke it yesterday during his show, Kicking It with Kevin, which is on from 10 to 12, 12 every day, that Netflix has bought Sesame Street, and that Netflix is going to be making all new Sesame Street episodes. Now, Sesame Street never stopped making new episodes. For 56 years,
wow.
Sesame Street has been on American television, making America better. And I will definitely
stand by
that. And what happened was about 10 years ago, maybe a little over 10 years ago, Warner Brothers bought Sesame Street. And Warner Brothers is owned by, or they own, it's hard to keep it straight, but HBO Max.
Okay.
And Sesame Street was on HBO Max. And this was controversial at the time because the creator of Sesame Street, as everybody knows, is Jim Henson.
And he didn't want anybody to have to pay for it.
Correct. Right. He wanted it always to be free, which is why it's always been on PBS.
Right.
So HBO said, okay, fine. Then we will put Sesame Street that we make on PBS, but you have to wait a month at least to see those episodes.
That's fair.
Okay. So Netflix... HBO Max is like, we don't want this anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So they're getting rid of Sesame Street. And in my opinion, as a Sesame Street fan, they mismanaged it quite a bit.
How so?
I mean, they made huge creative changes to the show. They shortened it from an hour to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And they did all these things because they said, you know, they're keeping up with the trends for TV watching. We are becoming more ADD as a society. So people have less interest, especially kids.
As a person with ADHD that got diagnosed when I was in 1998. I could sit and watch an hour of television.
That's true.
So
they're saying it's the reason why Bluey's 8 minutes, you know, for instance. So that was one thing. But regardless, though, Netflix is now going to make it. And I think this is going to be amazing because Netflix seems to be a corporation that will just pour money into anything and let it alone.
The wheels come off. We have said so many times. Now, you were saying that Netflix not only is going to create this, they're going to make it free.
Yes, because they're going back to the original Jim Henson plan that you can watch it on PBS as long as we still have PBS. I don't know. There's an effort to take PBS away for some reason. But yes, Netflix is going to make it. It's going to be on Netflix. It's also going to be free on PBS. At the same time, they're just going to give it away.
And you don't have to wait for it?
No. The day it goes up on Netflix is the day it goes up on PBS, which again is another example of being like, who is in charge over there?
Okay. At what point are we going to start looking at Netflix and going, this is a money laundering scheme?
It kind of seems like it is.
Because I understand pretty much everybody has Netflix. Right?
Like, I would say so.
I mean, granted, people share passwords and stuff like that, but like...
Access to Netflix.
Yes, but even paying for it.
Yeah, yeah.
How much is a Netflix subscription?
I don't even know anymore.
Let's say $20.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't seem like there's enough people in the world to be spending $20 a month for them to be making so many multi-million dollar productions,
right,
and movies and shows.
Let's assume for a second that, like, it doesn't matter. I was going to try to do the math to figure out how much money Netflix makes. It doesn't matter because you hear these ridiculous deals that Netflix works out all the time where they're like,
it's like, Dave Chappelle, we're going to give you infinity dollars.
Adam Sandler, we're going to give you a $3 billion contract to make 7 movies. First of all, making a movie's expensive. Second of all,
that's on top of paying him?
Yes. And it's like, wait, did you say billion with a B? Like, and that's one person.
Okay.
Like, there are so many $1 billion deals that Netflix has worked out with individuals for projects. And it's like, how are you getting recouped on this?
So, okay. I will say it's very likely that they are also getting advertising dollars. Not that they are running commercials, but I bet a lot of products pay to be part of Netflix shows. So they're definitely making money that way. And that's all I got.
Yeah, right.
And I tapped out.
I mean, it's just insane to hear about how Netflix manages their money, and that they are still solvent. But listen, regardless, to go back to why we're talking about this, Sesame Street is now owned by Netflix, and I couldn't be happier about it. Netflix seems like they're just going to let Sesame Street do their thing.
Just be Sesame Street.
Right, that they've been doing since our grandparents were around.
Aww.
And, like, I couldn't be happier about it. As a show that I still say... It breaks my heart that my daughter doesn't watch Sesame Street. It's because she grew up with two older brothers that by the time she came along, they were watching other stuff.
I'm here to tell you, she's not a Sesame Street kid.
She's too nice. Or Sesame Street's too nice.
It's too nice. That's yeah. Exactly. I thought I was going to have to tell you something about your kid.
She would have been nicer if she watched Sesame Street. Not a coincidence that my kindest child grew up on Sesame Street.
Well.
But then again, so did I. So.
And look at you.
And look at me.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So, a woman wanted to surprise her best friend with a best friend tattoo, and she did it to celebrate her friend on her birthday. So, she showed up to, like, the birthday brunch or whatever they do, girls do, I don't know, and she was like, "Looky what I got." And, she lost her mind.
Who did?
The birthday girl.
Oh.
The one that was supposed to be being celebrated by this best friend. And the reason why is because the tattoo that she got to celebrate her best friend is on her arm.
Okay.
It is not small. And all she did was get her best friend's first, middle, and last name tattooed on her arm.
Okay.
And her friend is furious. Her friend is saying, like, What a breach of privacy. Mm. Or like, she's just so mad. She even said, this could be like a friendship ending move. And I want to know, before I find out what you guys think about this, call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Tell us what you would do if this was your friend.
So, if it was me, and my best girlfriend's name is Alyssa, and if Alyssa got my full name tattooed on her, I certainly wouldn't be mad.
Full name.
I definitely wouldn't be mad. I would be, if anything, concerned.
Why?
That my best friend thought that this would be a good idea. That my best friend had such a lapse in judgment.
like lapse in judgment because of you and your privacy?
No, because just like that's a dumbass tattoo. Also, it comes across like it's in memoriam.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
And I don't love that because I am a bit of a superstitious person. And so that would make me feel like, oh boy.
Like easy fix, just add two dates.
The date year I was born and the year I died.
Right, yeah. Although how funny would it be if you were like, if it was like 1985 and then you just write 2049. Let's talk to Cameron real fast. If you want to be part of this conversation, call 916-909-1065. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about a woman who wanted to surprise her best friend on her birthday by what she thought was a fun celebration, and she got her first, middle, and last name of her best friend tattooed on her arm, and her friend is furious. Cameron, how would you react if your friend did this?
Yeah, no, that's weird. Like, it's one thing if it's, like, a first name, maybe. Like that's okay. But, like, first, middle, and last name, why don't you put their date of birth, social security? Why don't you just complete it at that point?
Okay, but, like, what difference does it make to almost anybody else if it's first, middle, last? Nobody, like...
I mean, I just think it's a little more perfection because there's a lot of different names. So if you have, right. like, a first, middle, and last name, they could look you up and, I don't know, probably like, I don't know. I think it's a little weird. That's my comment.
I know it's weird. Don't
Cameron,
be wrong.
I agree.
It's weird.
I see what Cameron's saying. If you find out somebody's first, middle, and last name, and then you Google them, there's a really good chance that only that person's going to come up.
Who's going like, oh, I see Catherine Elizabeth Wake Up Call is on your arm. Let me get into my Google machine. Like, I don't know. That seems weird. I would start questioning my own choices that I chose somebody that would think that this was good.
So that was something that I was thinking. Do you think that this is an indicator that the girl who got the tattoo is actually not that close?
100%.
Not actually a best friend.
Wait, the one that got the tattoo or did not?
The two of them together. The girl who got the tattoo, who came up with this idea, she thinks
that they are better friends than they are.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what is embarrassing is when you've had somebody say that they are going to get your name tattooed on them and then flash forward 5 years and he still hasn't.
Uh-oh.
Kevin, do you have any tattoos?
No, my body's a temple.
Okay, Gavin, do you have any tattoos?
I have lots of tattoos.
I think she's talking about you.
And none of them say my name or my initials as I was promised.
I don't know if you were promised.
Well, I was told that you have a certain number of, like, close, life-changing friends.
I do remember that.
Thank you. And you know what? I remember exactly. It was for his grandfather's typewriter. Mm-hmm.
Which I have right here.
Thank you for pointing that out. And there was going to be a piece of paper coming out of it.
I remember.
Then it was going to have people's initials on it.
Wow.
We've run out of time for this.
I feel like we've got more.
Right.
I'd like to take more time on this.
Thank you to everybody who texted and called.
Hey, good thing you got that really dumb quote from some song you liked in college tattooed on your leg. That's better.
She's just lashing out.
She's just thank you, Kevin.
Your body is a temple.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
she's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yes, she is the smartest person in this room. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie?
When did I start singing the Are You Smarter Than Katie jingle?
Don't remember.
Either.
Feels like it was just
just
always there.
I was just but a boy.
Yeah. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 17. You get to play for $120 for Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's the jackpot. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Tom Cruise was interviewed on the red carpet, and he said that he plans on making movies till he's in his 80s. In fact, he said he's going to make movies till he's in his hundreds. And then he said, I'll never stop. So he seemed like a threat. How old is Tom Cruise now? 60, 62, or 64?
64.
Question two, President Trump signed the Take It Down bill into law yesterday. This now makes it illegal for anyone to post non-consensual, sexually explicit materials online, and that even includes AI images. Spell the word consensual.
C-O-N-S-E-N-U-A-L.
Question three, Drake is known for gambling and placing big wagers. Well, he just lost $1 million betting on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Drake humorously then blamed it on the Bieber curse because Justin Bieber attended the game and brought them bad luck, according to Drake. What sport do the Maple Leafs play?
Hockey.
And question four, Toy Story 5 is coming out next June, and we're finding out a little bit more about it. What just got leaked is that Conan O'Brien will be playing a character named Smarty Pants, who may be the villain, since it will be about Buzz and Woody contending with technology for attention. Who was the villain in Toy Story 3?
The purple bear thing?
Gonna need a name.
No idea.
All righty. And question five, Sarah Jessica Parker is a judge in a book award organization and claims she's consumed with reading entries. She said she is reading two books every single day, but people online are calling BS, as that seems to be impossible. If Sarah did read two books every single day for the whole month of May, how many books is that?
62.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Sarah, what do we do for a living?
You guys are radio shows?
No. What do you do for a living?
Oh, got it. I'm a preschool director.
You're a preschool director.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
What preschool?
It's Russell Park in Davis.
Russell Park, home of the fighting.
Fighting.
Ankle biters.
Yeah, they don't fight.
The fighting dirty diapers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, I don't know how you people do what you do. Daycare providers, I have.
It's not daycare, it's preschool.
Or preschool. Still, though.
Same thing. We're 0 to 5.
Same thing. They
okay,
pretty usually.
Oh, you are. Oh, yeah. You guys are God's creation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you guys do it. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Sarah. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one. Tom Cruise says he plans on making movies till he's in his 80s. In fact, he says he's going to make movies until he's in his hundreds.
Cool.
And then he said, I'll never stop. Didn't say he was going to die, by the way.
I'm sure he believes he won't.
How old is Tom Cruise now? Is he 60, 62, or 64?
62.
Oof. Question two, President Trump signed the Take It Down bill into law yesterday. This is making it illegal for anyone to post non-consensual, sexually explicit material online, and that even includes AI images. And I'm not sure about this, but I believe it also includes text as well.
I was just going to say, it should include, you can't be forwarding these to other people.
Yeah, if it is of sexual nature and it was non-consensual, it is now illegal to post it online.
Great.
Spell the word consensual.
Okay. C-O-N-S-E-N-S-U-A-L. Consensual.
That is correct. Question three, Drake lost $1 million on another gamble. He placed a bet on the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Drake then humorously blamed it on the Bieber curse because Justin Bieber was at that game, and he said Bieber brings bad luck.
Maybe he could, like, give $1 million to the homeless.
Maybe.
I'm not telling him how to spend his money, but the Maple Leafs?
Yeah.
Who bets on hockey?
And by the way, why is it not leaves?
What?
Why is it not leaves? The maple leaves.
Is everywhere, it the maple leaf?
Everywhere that I've seen it, it's L-E-A-F-S. And it's like, that's not grammatically correct. But
it's
like
Canada.
I guess so. You already said it, but what sport do the Maple Leafs play?
Oh, sorry, hockey.
That is correct.
God, question. Betting on hockey, you are a degenerate.
Question four. Toy Story 5 is coming out next June. We know a little bit more about it now because it was leaked that Conan O'Brien is going to play the character named Smarty Pants, which a lot of people are speculating will be the villain in Toy Story 5.
This is so funny. My 11-year-old just yesterday goes, I wish they'd make another Toy Story. And then she looked it up and she goes, oh, they are.
Yeah.
Just yesterday.
There you go. Pixar listens to Audrey a lot.
Well, smart.
She's a consultant. But Toy Story 5 is going to be about Buzz and Woody. Not sure how Woody's getting back into the story. Contending with technology for attention. Who was the villain in Toy Story 3?
Lotso.
Lotso Huggin' Bear was his name. Smells like strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And question five. Sarah Jessica Parker is a judge in a book award. And she claims that she is reading two books every single day. Of course, people are like, I don't think that's
also,
true.
Also, these aren't books she's choosing, right? These are books she has to read.
Yeah.
That makes it even less likely.
I know. If Sarah Jessica Parker did read two books every single day for the whole month of May, how many books is that?
Hold on. Okay. Two books for every...
two books a day.
62?
Yes!
Oh, God! Is it 30? Is it 31?
Wowie, wow! Sarah, you're back on with us. Final score, you got two. Katie got all five.
Oh,
right.
My God, did I?
Yes!
What?
Very impressive.
Woo. I didn't think I was smarter.
We are going to add $20 to the jackpot. Katie doesn't know how to run a preschool.
No.
So there you go.
I should redo preschool myself.
What is it that you'd like to tell us, Sarah?
Say that again?
What is it that you want to tell us?
What does I want to tell you?
Yeah, you say,
I am not smarter than Katie.
Oh, yes, I am not smarter than Katie.
There we go. I'll give you a ring ding on that. Thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
The three of us had an event on Saturday night, and the place had a whole bunch of different restaurants. And one of the restaurants, Kevin was told he couldn't come into. Do I have the story right?
Okay, so it was myself, D'Lo from ESPN and KSFM, and Kevin. And Damien and I had already eaten. But Kevin hadn't. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go to the Chinese restaurant that was in where we were. And the place was packed. We didn't have a reservation. Well, little Miss Finesse over here goes, don't worry, guys. I got it.
Oh, okay. Boy. Had he been drinking?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not wow, yet. There this is just, drinking. The drinking comes next.
This was just concentrated, Kevin.
This is just concentrated confidence. So he saunters up to the hostess stand where there is a woman named Cynthia. Her name is important. I will tell you why later. He leans in. Now, Damien and I cannot see what he's saying. We just know he thinks he's got this.
You're reading his body language.
Right. And he's chitty chatting her up. Okay. And we can like his back is to us, but we can see her.
Okay.
And she's just shaking her head. Like, you're not getting in here, bitch. Then he tries to say to her, but I'm only here for one night.
Wow.
Which apparently a lot of people there are for one
night. So he thought that was going to be a big sales pitch. She shot that down immediately. Okay. She did not care. So then it's like, sweetie, you're not getting in. So we go to like a little bar, like lounge. We're sitting there. I'm a tequila Cosmo girl. If you've never had one.
Oh my God. So good.
Live your life.
Instead of a Cosmo with vodka.
Yeah. It's so much better.
It's so much better. So we're sitting on a couch. We're just having the time of our lives. Kevin starts getting his little drinky on. He starts getting a little silly.
Oh, no. Okay. I think I know where this story's going.
Oh, you couldn't possibly.
Really?
No. Number one, can't stop talking to the bartender. Okay? Anytime the bartender walks by, his name was James. He's like, James!
That's James! How you get stronger drinks.
Okay. Well.
Well, your finesse didn't work the first time.
Right. We hate her.
Okay. He couldn't stop talking about this woman that would let him into the Chinese food restaurant, okay? But he kept calling her Bianca, okay? Her name was Cynthia. And out of nowhere, we'd be drinking, talking, and out of nowhere, he'd just go, Bianca's a bitch.
She is. I literally just wanted a noodle soup.
Okay, so then I go, maybe you could like get it sent up to your room.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, boy. This is where it goes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So he's like, this is a great idea. Rather than just walking over to this restaurant, we are not far from it. Rather than just walking over there and asking if that's an option, he decides to call the casino. Okay.
Right.
He decides to call the location that we're at. And he starts chitty-chatting the person up, realizing finally, it's an operator, okay? Sir, could you just tell me who you need to talk to? Oh, I want to talk to somebody at this Chinese food place. So he gets him on the phone, asks a question, doesn't like Bianca's answer, and then hangs up. Then he has another question, calls back, says to the operator, hey, it's me again. Forgets that it's an operator, starts asking more questions about the menu.
Oh, God.
Okay.
About the menu?
Yeah.
Because he was so tipsy. Remember that person needs to connect you to somewhere else.
Yeah.
She was a giggly little bitch.
I'm thrilled that it didn't go where I thought it was going to go.
Oh, where did you think it went?
I thought Kevin was going to start getting his drink on.
Uh-huh.
And then Kevin was going to get filled with a lot of false confidence and then shimmy his way back to the Chinese restaurant to take another swing at the plate.
Well, he did.
Oh, my God.
He sure did. And
Well. Look who it is. Look who's back for more.
Okay.
To say to somebody who hasn't moved from
right.
their location.
Okay. Not only did he go back, he got in.
Yeah, I did. So, bok.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he's just texting us, the bartender loves me.
She does.
Wow. Yeah. And you got your noodle soup.
Noodle soup and pot stickers for my sister.
Oh, I love that.
Craving a
pot sticker. Let me leave the restaurant to go give it to her.
Mm-hmm. So there's your finesse then. Next time you try to finesse your way into something, liquor up with some tequila Cosmos, girly.
I guess.
Get back in there.
I still hate her, though.
Well.
Cynthia.
Oh, now you remember her name.
I remember clearly now. She gave me the death.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stare.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're a sentimental person, you're going to want to hear this. I'm on the verge of crying already. Oh, it's funny. Okay. It's funny for people. Katie, before the show started today, just casually walked behind me and threw her blankie in the trash can. Okay. Why would you do that?
Okay. Well, first of all, I didn't think it was going to hit you so hard. So the temperature of the studio fluctuates wildly. It used to be that I was somebody that was freezing all the time. So I've had many blankets, you know, and we did Fun Delivered, and I happened to open a new blanket, and my old blanket is very old. It's not very cute. It's like cream colored and brown. Why are you looking so sad?
Yeah, go ahead. Just keep saying.
And so I thought, okay, well, now I have this new One Direction blanket. I don't need this old nasty one.
But that old nasty one, which I don't approve of.
You don't want me to call
like
it that?
I don't like that label. No. But the old blanket, you've had that blanket for how long? 10 years?
Yeah.
Probably, longer than 10 years?
Probably a decade.
And without any sort of ceremony, without any sort of words, no prayer, just walked over and just dropped it in the trash can. And like, it, she did it right behind me, and I was just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't just do that. You can't just throw something away that has been part of your life for that long.
But why?
I don't know. But you can't. It's sad.
I've never seen you be so affected by the loss of an inanimate object.
Right.
That isn't even yours.
Have you thought about that blanket's feelings?
No.
What if every day, every weekday,
okay,
5:30 to 10,
yeah,
on 106.5 The End, that blanket looked forward to hearing our show? That blanket has heard our show as much as we have heard our show.
I mean, for the
more
last
than our parents.
Yeah.
More than our number one listeners.
Yeah.
That blanket has consumed a decade of laughs.
And okay, so do you think I'm throwing away the giggles that are in it?
You're throwing away everything that's in it. Tears,
Yeah.
Chunks of food.
It has so much makeup on it.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Coffee spills.
Oh, yeah.
It's absorbed so much energy.
That's, God, that's true.
Yes. It's working.
Okay, I have to tell you something. I am somebody that has had to work really hard to be okay with throwing away inanimate objects. Because I, for my whole life, have done exactly what you're doing right now and put so much feelings into things.
Okay.
To the point where if I let them go, it's like, oh, God. Or I think it's bad luck.
Right.
And so,
like, I just let that shirt down.
Right. And so the... Now you're making me go backwards.
So I'm not saying you should do that with everything, but you should do it with that.
Okay, so I'll just keep it?
That you and I used to sit next to each other when we were in the studio.
But we still sit next to each other.
Well, I guess technically. We sit across from each other now.
Okay,
I can't see your lap. I don't know what's going on in your lap now.
Right
your
now?
Lap is a stranger to me.
But let's keep it that way.
But your lap used to be within my peripheral eyesight every single day for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And that blanket sat there, looked up at me, smiled. It was part of the family.
Yeah, it was part of me.
And you just casually just want, I guess it's time to throw this old piece of S away. And it just broke my heart.
It did. I wish people could have seen your face.
Where is it?
It's right here.
Give it to me.
Oh, don't wear that.
You don't deserve it.
Oh, you want to keep it?
You're a blanket buddy now.
Maybe I'm going to keep it.
Look how dirty it is.
Yeah, it's pretty dirty.
Wow, this is a disgusting blanket.
You're the one that likes it.
This blanket's got stains on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure at one point it was vibrant colors and now it's, I mean, it smells fine. It just smells like an old blanket.
I think it was made by a listener.
Oh, that's even more sentimental.
I didn't realize it was so gross. Maybe we should just get rid of it.
Listen, I'll leave it up to you. You definitely have a...
Oh, now it's on me?
You're a bonded pair.
Now it's on me. I don't know. How does it look on me as a Shaw? If I just
a
cover
shawl.
My... Shawl.
Oh.
Shawl.
I mean, honestly... Looks nice.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'll just wear it on my shoulders like a cape during the show.
I love that.
I didn't see that one. Okay. Well,
ew.
All right. Maybe I'm going back and forth on it.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I've got some bad news for women. Well, most women. You know, companies are almost always looking to do research into how to make employees more productive. It's one of the reasons why most offices now have free coffee, because they found out in like the 60s, give your employees coffee. They'll work harder and work longer. Well, new research has come out and found that in order to get women to be more productive at work, you keep the temperature low. Keep the AC high to keep the temperature low. Because they found a study that at first looked at Olympic skiers that were just doing research into how to become better Olympic skiers, not like the endurance ones, the cross-country ones.
Okay.
Where you're out in the cold for very long periods of time. And they found that men performed less well than women did. And then they looked into that more and they found out that women naturally have more resistance to cold temperatures than men do. Which sounds very counterintuitive to how most women feel about their offices. They're all almost always saying it's too cold.
I used to be freezing.
I know. And then something happened.
Well,
we don't know what.
I don't know.
And now you're too hot.
I can't tell you what happened with age.
It's a mystery.
We don't know. But now I am burning up.
So do you like this? Do you feel like... Now, don't think about it from your point of view from right now.
Okay.
All the time. Would cold temperatures make you work harder? And why?
I think so. And I think being cold feels better than being hot.
Okay.
So when I'm too hot.
Yes.
It takes over my brain.
That makes sense.
It's all I can focus on. Oh, okay. God. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
When I'm cold, it's also easier to get warm than it is to cool down.
Yes, that's true.
So when I am cold, I feel like, okay, I'll just throw a blanket on, throw a sweatshirt on, easy breezy, we're done.
Back to typing away. Right. That's one little lady's perspective.
We don't need to pretend that what women do is just type. I don't know what year this is.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm playing Candy Crush.
Okay, well then we'll go, for all women, and this is the stereotype I have in mind, back to welding. Okay?
Thank you.
To building an underwater submarine.
Okay. I saw those commercials. So, there were women in them.
I know. So that's one little lady's perspective. Now let's go to another little lady's perspective. How do you feel if we made the temperature in this studio even colder than what it is now to be more productive?
If it's too cold, all I focus on is the cold.
Kevin and I really we Freaky Friday'd each other.
You did.
And I don't know when it happened. I feel it was around the same day. But, you know, we're empaths.
Yes, we felt each other.
So you wanted to know what it was like to feel like me to be cold.
Too cold. I don't want it anymore.
You want to go through the change as well?
I do. Okay. I want to be so hot where I have to take off layers of clothes.
I mean, I don't want that.
Why?
Because I just want you fully dressed in the office.
Wow.
No, I want you naked.
So if you guys, that's a good point. We never even thought about that before. Maybe you guys did Freaky Friday. Do you want to try to run it into each other?
No, she'll knock me down.
What do you mean?
You're strong.
I'm sturdy.
That is true.
Strong.
I have to be honest, I like this Katie more. And not because you're closer to like what I prefer as a temperature, but I mean you.
I take my clothes off.
Well, that Slay. Also. But you do seem to like in like work more or be more productive when it is chillier, you know? Not that you didn't before, but like as soon as you said heat just overtakes my brain,
yeah,
it made me remember all the times where you're like, I can't sit in here.
I can't, guys, we got it. Like, what do I do when it's too warm? Guys, we got to turn it down.
Right.
I panic.
Five alarm fire.
Yeah.
You know, is what it is. Whereas Kevin, when Kevin, you're too cold, all you do is you
shiver.
Just put on another blanket.
He also sits and bitches about it.
Yeah. Just like when you're hot.
What?
So how are we going to come to a consensus?
I don't.
I'm not keeping it. It's like right now. Is it hot for you guys? Because it's hot. I'm hot right
no,
now.
I'm no, I'm very comfortable.
I'm perfect. You're hot?
I'm hot right
okay,
now.
Okay, here's the thing. What you want doesn't matter.
Excuse me?
Gavin almost finished.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mixing it.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.